Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Sarah Heiner. BottomLineInc.com is the website where you can go and find their twice monthly print newsletter, which is outstanding. It covers lots of different things. Little bitty snippet pieces and some couple of longer form pieces. Sarah's blog is there on the website. And of course, three annuals now, the yearbook, the health book, and the women's book. Is that right?
That is right. And one day a men's book.
Well, I know. I'm going to keep harping on this. So, all right, Sarah, one of the things.
We have a new pain book coming out.
You do? On pain?
We have a new pain book coming out, yeah.
I'll be darned. So is it
a couple months.
Yeah, that's. I had a couple of jokes there, but I'm going to let those go. All right, so let's talk about how to solve some of our biggest problems. In the article, Dr. Puglisi says we need to think more like the Greeks. We need to be more stoic. What does that mean?
So I am so excited about this story because in the land of pussycats and chopper parents, where people are not understanding taking responsibility and they
right.
want to live as victims. There is a movement, and this is Professor Massimo Pigliucci from the City College of New York wrote a book called How to Be a Stoic, Ancient Wisdom for Modern Living. And it's about, I'll call it personal responsibility. It's about this ancient philosophy of stoicism, which it's not like suppressing emotions and extreme self-reliance. It's not like, Mr. Spock in Star Wars or in Star Trek. But it's about understanding that we control our controllables. We control our judgments, our decisions, our intentions, our behaviors, and that we control the outcomes. So the big thing, it's interesting. So a lot of the leaders in Silicon Valley, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, he's not Silicon Valley, he's Wall Street, they are all ascribing to these principles of what do I control and what can I do about it? Rather than living in a victim stance of, it didn't go my way, I'll go pout in the corner.
Right. Or somebody said something that offended me, therefore they have to shut up. Folks, you can leave, you can disagree. The world, one of the things that I learned a long time ago, and I tell people this about the marketplace is indifferent to your existence. Let alone whether you're successful or not. If you think the marketplace, it doesn't even care if you are alive or not, let alone whether you succeed or not. And if you're going to be a snowflake, the marketplace will eat you alive and no one will care.
Right. Well, and it was absolutely true. And it is, it's not a cold thing, right? But it's understanding the practical outcomes.
Yeah.
It's understanding.
And what you have control of and what you can do about it yourself.
Correct. But inherent in it as well is a respect for other humans. This isn't like a total dismissive of everybody.
Right.
There are three questions that the professor has in his book that he says that you need to ask yourself at the end of each day, which helps you frame your stoic principles and your ability to move forward. What did I do wrong today? And wrong is a funny word, but I'll call it, what could you have done better? What were the challenges of the day? What did I do right today? So what were the outcomes that worked? And what could I have done differently? And that to me is the magical question. What could I have done differently, which might have led to a different outcome? Because that helps you realize you're responsible. And it's not about right or wrong, and it's not about blame or not blame. But it's just rationally speaking, what could I have done differently that would have led to a different outcome?
And you know, there's
looking at that for years. My father was very big on this kind of stuff.
Well, this is something.
So I grew up in this.
This reminds me a lot of what I learned when I was with Xerox. They taught us the concept of self-analysis, and that's what this person's talking about. What you just mentioned, and what they said was, when you finish a sales call, do some self-analysis. Say, okay, what you just said. What did I do wrong? What did I do right? What did I do different? How would I do things differently? And that's called self-analysis. And I never really thought about it as being part of Stoicism, but it is. And so when I learned how to do that, every post-call analysis also became a pre-call analysis because I was going to make another call in an hour.
Well, it's true. And, you know, everything is old as new again, right?
Yeah.
So call
yeah.
it Stoicism, call it whatever you want. But it's the basic principle. So,
yeah.
you know, in modern day life, people complain they have too many demands on them or they're all stressed mm-hmm. out. But what can you do about it? Instead of being a victim, then choose not to do some of the stuff you have to do.
Yeah.
Or choose to act on things rather than
Sarah,
to procrastinate.
I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you so much.
BottomLineInc.com. Check it out, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.